This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36, you're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for today's market wrap. The European Union has fined the Japanese company which created Hello Kitty, and this is because they deliberately refused to sell their products. Is that correct, Sean?
Yes. So this is a fine issued by the EU's Antitrust Commission against Hello Kitty's owner, Sanrio, for impeding cross-border online sales of its own products. So this includes the sale of toys, mugs, bags, wedding gowns, whatever, you know, all the products that feature Hello Kitty. So the company has been fined 6.2 million euros because such a practice violates EU's competition rules. And this is pertaining to licensing agreements where traders are purposely banned from selling merchandise in different countries in the EU bloc, and the Commission found the company has been doing this illegal practice for 11 years until December last year.
Okay, so outside of Sanrio and EU, I didn't understand the rest of that, but they have released a statement saying that they fully accept the decision. It's committed to improve. And this seems to be a strange tactic. I mean, considering the company owns all the rights of a global brand name, so what exactly were they doing wrong?
So this is like a form of low-key profiteering. The thing is, some consumers believe like limitedness of a certain product is some form of exclusiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that puts the status of these items on a pedestal of being more worthy. But restricting cross-border online sales basically leads to less choice and potentially higher prices for consumers to pay. And this is against EU's antitrust rules. So Bloomberg reports that EU authorities launched this investigation back in 2017. And together, this was done with probes into Nike and Universal Studios as well. So this was part of scrutiny on the e-commerce sector to promote a digital single market, so to speak. So, you know, Hello Kitty is available on 50,000 different brand products in 130 countries. So, you know, it's only fair everyone can also access their products online without boundaries.
Well, Google, show me the dark Hello Kitty market that's available in EU. Back home on Bursa Malaysia, shares of IGM Corp Berhad were nosediving this morning. What's the update there?
So IGM Corp fell over 13% earlier today after announcing it has been terminated as the contractor for the underground package of the LRT Line 3 project, and IGM said it will seek legal redress. It said the termination was due to the project being remodeled to a fixed price contract model pursuant to the direction of the government. So the project is worth more than 1.1 billion ringgit, and preliminary works had commenced even before the project was suspended in June 2018. So the counter recovered in the evening to close down at 2 ringgit 38 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.